Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. I'm your host today, Ryan McPherson, and I want to remind you that we are always broadcasting here from the Regis Executive Suites at 1 Glen Lake Plaza here in sensational Sandy Springs. Also, make sure you're connected with us on social media, Twitter, at Business Radio X, and today we're using the hashtag Atlanta Business Radio. You can also follow me personally on Twitter, at Ryan Redhawk, and leave your thoughts and comments there. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook as well. Make sure you like us, check us out, and you can see all of the photos of our in-studio guests. And now it's time to welcome our guest of the day to Atlanta Business Radio. His name is Rob Day. He is with ESI Ergonomic Solutions, and he's a vice president of sales, and he's based out of here in Atlanta. How you doing, Rob?
Good, good. How you doing today?
Great. Today's MLK Day. So a little light traffic this morning, right?
Really light traffic. I don't think anybody's out right now.
No, I think people are enjoying a nice day at home, relaxing and reflecting and thinking about Martin Luther King and all he did for our country. So thank you for taking the time out. Come on down here to the studio. We look forward to learning more about your role with ESI Ergonomic Solutions and how you're changing the world. So let's talk about your background. Start us off. Where did it all begin for Mr. Rob Day?
Well, I actually have a degree in aviation management and technology, and I do really nothing with it.
Aviation management and technology.
Yes. Wow. Yes. From Western Michigan University. Okay. Go Broncos.
Okay.
I got in this business about 18 years ago. And at that point, I graduated from school, was looking for a job where I could be in that industry, but it was really tough to find a job. Bottom line is I wanted something where I wasn't going to sit in an office every day. Mm-hmm. Now, that is ironic because I'm in the office furniture business, but I wanted to do something different. And that kind of led me down the road. I got into this side of the business with office furniture, which led me into the ergonomic world.
Right. So let's talk about ESI Ergonomic Solutions. What's their main mission?
Well, our main mission is to provide products that promote well-being and productivity in the workplace. Now, we do that by manufacturing products that come to everybody's office. And I guess as I say this, I want everybody to kind of close their eyes and think of their office. It's the best way to think about what I'm about to say is, if you look at your office and you look at how you work, everybody's different. You might have a one monitor, two monitors, or it might be a keyboard tray. You might sit for 2 hours a day. You might sit for 8 hours a day. Our role is to provide products so that you or me, someone who's 5'2" or 6'2", can work in their space and have a uniform feel to their office, and also give them the ability to adjust their office space to them. And that's really our goal, to provide products that are affordable, help promote productivity and well-being in the workplace.
Yeah, to better yourself, to better your work environment, to better your productivity. And there's research behind all this, that the more happy you are in your workspace, the more productive you can be. Is that right?
Well, that's true. And you know, a lot of this, I will say this. Ergonomics to me, a lot of it comes from common sense. And the common sense is, if you're happy at work, if you keep your employees happy, you're probably going to get more out of them. They're going to be more loyal to you. So if you give them these tools, it's going to help your work environment be a better place. People will want to be there. They're not going to call in sick because their back hurts and they don't have a good chair to sit in. So there's a lot that plays into the work environment and how we all go or want to go to work.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I was looking at the website earlier, and you too can go there as we speak, esiergo.com, check out what they do. But it's not just about doing something to make you happy. These things are actually improving productivity because they're designed in a way to make it more efficient, to make you more productive, not just make you feel better about being in work.
Well, that's true. So let's think about it. We come in the morning and we get into the office 8 or 9 o'clock. And that's going to probably be the most productive part of our day. We've got a full night's sleep. We've got some coffee on board. Yeah. Maybe you did your morning workout. And so you've got a lot going for you. So you drive through the morning. You get a lot done. Yep. We get closer to lunchtime. That's when I see people's productivity go down. You go have a nice lunch. You come back to the office. the heat's on, maybe it's wintertime, you're bundled up, the food starts settling in, and before you know it, in the afternoon, you're struggling that sleep. You know, it's just, how do I get that energy? So if we talk about your work environment, if you allow for people to make changes in how they work, maybe they want to stand up, maybe they want to change their position in their chair. If you give them the tools, a better chair, a sit-stand desk, maybe a monitor arm, so if they sit back in their space, they can bring the monitor closer to them. It's all about getting them to move. So if you promote movement in your workspace, you're probably going to get more productivity. If you stand up, the blood starts flowing.
Yep.
So if you're feeling that afternoon slump, just standing up for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, maybe you walk around the office, maybe you go outside and you take a walk. Mm-hmm. That's going to push you through the rest of the day. And that's really what we're looking at, is what tools can you put in place? And not only put in place, I guess here's the thing. There's a lot of people, again, go back to look at your work environment. If you already have the tools, do you know what they are? Mm-hmm. Do you have a keyboard tray? Do you know how to use it and adjust it? Do you know why you have a monitor arm? If you have the ability to stand, are you standing? And do you know why and when? And so you can give people these tools, but one of the things that's really important is the education. So
how to use the thing.
How to use it. And so if you're going to spend the money on it, you know, if you're going to spend the money on it and you're not going to educate it, then I would tell you, just buy a door, put it on some sawhorses, maybe a milk crate, and that could be your workstation.
Yeah, that sounds like my basement office.
Right, right. So, you know, you could probably get away with that. But if you're going to spend the money on a good ergonomic chair and good ergonomic tools and give the people those things, you have to educate them on how to use them. Mm-hmm. And I also believe on why to use them.
Right, let's talk about that.
So if we talk about why, you know, one of the things I mentioned earlier, why would you want to stand? A lot of people think there's no way I would want to stand all day long. Okay, so you don't have to stand all day long. One of the things that I think people don't think about with standing height desks is they hear the word standing part.
Yeah. And sitting sounds so much more fun and more pleasant. Standing seems like work.
It seems like work. And there's people who do stand all day long at their job.
Yes.
Who would love to sit down.
That's right.
So here's the thing that I want people to remember is whether you're seated or you're standing, we're trying to promote movement. You don't have to stand all day. Mm-hmm. You don't have to sit all day. If you can change your position, maybe you sit for 2 hours, and again, you're working on a project, you hit that slump, maybe you should stand for 20 minutes. You don't have to stand all day. And then if you feel like maybe you would rather stand for 2 hours than sit for 20 minutes. But we're talking about promoting movement. And that's really the key to an ergonomic environment, is how do we promote movement? And it could be, again, sitting, standing. If you're at a seated height, how do you change your position in a seated height? If your chair allows you to sit back, maybe you can open up your posture by sitting back in the chair. And if we talk about chairs, a lot of people sit, they sit perched on their chair. Now, nobody can see us in a studio,
right?
But I'm sitting back in my chair and you are actually perched on the front edge of your chair.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the edge of my chair. Right.
So if you sit like that all day long, over time, your back is probably going to feel a little pain. Now, the other thing that happens when you perch on the front of your chair is it allows you to get your feet flat on the floor.
Yes.
So what I see in work environments is people, again, have great ergonomic chairs, but they have them up too high.
They don't use them properly.
They don't use them properly. So in that, if people knew they should have their feet planted on the floor, and it doesn't even have to be on the floor. It could be on a footrest. It could be on a box, somewhere to support your feet and your legs.
Yeah.
Do you know that your chair goes up and down? You know, you ask that question. They're like, yeah, I think so. It's one of these levers over here.
Yeah.
And it's just, again, goes back to educate people on how to use the tools that are in place so they can get more productivity and more comfort out of their workspace.
Yeah, let's face it. Office furniture is not cheap. So if you're going to invest in something ergonomic and durable and something that's going to really improve your workflow, you know, why not use it 100% correctly? But ESI Ergonomic Solutions provides all of these tables, chairs, keyboards. Let's go down some of the list of things that are office furniture that you can provide.
So, you know, the products that we have are really, again, they're If you look at an office space, most people think the number one thing is the chair, and that's not necessarily true.
The desk.
Or desk, you know, it's like, where are we going to work? But again, it's a combination of everything. So ESI Ergonomic Solutions, and you can see us at the website, www.esiergo.com. If you want to see kind of the things I'm talking about, is some simple things like keyboard trays. Keyboard trays have been around forever. And you either love them or you hate them. If you don't know how to use them, you probably hate them because they could be knee knockers.
And a keyboard tray hangs below the desk, just right there above your knees. And that's more efficient for what? Your back and your neck as you're typing? I mean, explain to how those are better than having the keyboard on the desk itself.
So let's go back to the chair. Most people have their chair adjusted up higher to the point where maybe their feet don't even touch the floor. So you might see people sitting on their legs. They've got their foot, their feet rested
tucked
on
underneath.
The base.
Yep.
Right. And the reason that is they're trying to get their bodies up high enough to the work surface. Now, most work surfaces are 29 to 30 inches high. Mm-hmm. And that's too high for most people to have their input devices on. Their input devices are your mouse and your keyboard tray.
Okay.
Or your keyboard. And so what a keyboard tray is, it allows you to get those input devices at a level where you can sit in your chair at a level where your feet are flat on
the ground,
floor,
yep.
And you can keep your hands and your wrists in a neutral position, which is relatively flat. Mm-hmm. A keyboard tray allows you to do that. So it brings all your input devices below your primary work surface. Very simple, but if you don't know why you, well, if you don't know how to use it, but you don't know why you have it, you might not use it.
Yeah.
And I see people a lot of times when you explain it to them, why do I have this thing? It gets in my way. And you tell them why they have it and how to use it, this light bulb goes on. You know, you think you're a faith healer all of a sudden.
Yeah,
you know,
they're very thankful for
right.
you and your products.
So it becomes that thing where a simple keyboard tray allows you to change the position of your workstation to get it customized
to you. It makes perfect sense, and it should be a standard in all work environments, but it's not. And luckily, there's companies like ESI Ergonomic Solutions out there providing this, and not only providing it, but educating us, as Rob Day is doing here today. He's vice president of the sales, and you guys provide all of these solutions for corporate. What about educational, classroom-type settings?
Oh boy, classroom settings. So our biggest customer, if you look at the demographics of who's buying this product, really is office. You know, you got big corporate customers, you have small, medium-sized businesses. Depending where their head is, some people pay attention to it, some don't. And if we look at the education side, you know, I've spent some time on the education side. I used to work for a company where we actually brought furniture over for students from Denmark. Now, they are way ahead of us. They're riding their bikes to school in the wintertime with big, fat tires. It's a different environment. Mm. But what you find here is in the school environment, it's all about price.
Yeah, saving money.
Saving money. You know, kids, I hate to say it, but kids are almost second-class citizens.
Man.
And I've got three daughters. They're 8 through 12. They're in that elementary school, middle school age. And, you know, I see these, I'll go in sometimes and volunteer, and I'm sitting in these tiny little chairs that are meant for kids.
Yep.
But they're not adjustable. And you've got some kids who are kindergartners and some kids who are in fifth grade. And the size difference, the height difference of those kids is extremely different. And so you're trying to get all these kids into a one-size-fits-all chair, a one-size-fits-all desk. You know, they're the kindergartners, their chins are resting on the desk, and they're trying to reach up to tap the keyboard. And so from a, you know, I would say this, we don't focus there, but it's one of those things where I'd love to see the, especially the K through 12 market pay a little more attention, but it comes down to money.
Yes.
And until people are ready to spend the money, the tax dollars, all that stuff, most people... You know, they're in that place.
Right, they'll save a little bit on the chair, but spend more on the iPad, I guess, for the kids. I know that's a big thing in schools now. They're trying to get a lot of this technology to the kids. And so their resources are going in a different direction. But from what I understand here today, if you just get the right chair and the right desk and it fits you, and for the educational setting, it can be adjustable, it could help so many more children. And but do you guys have engineers on staff and teams of people studying this? How do you know what's like the newest, latest, and greatest in design?
Well, you know, I'm laughing somewhat because you can have all the teams you want in-house, but where you get your best information is out talking to the customer. Okay. Because they're the ones using it every day. You know, how many times have you had a product where you either put it together or you used it and it just didn't get, it wasn't that product you thought it was going to be. And you wonder, did the engineer who designed this or the industrial designer, did they use this themselves?
I have a thought of that just over the weekend. I went and bought something at the big hardware store, came home and used it, and it broke right away. And I was thinking, this is ridiculous. And I went online and researched it. Everybody said, this was the product you need. And it just turned out to fail me. So yeah, you're right. Being on site, on scene, talking to the actual user is probably the best research and kind of design. But then how do you go back to develop like the 2016 line of products or what's newest and greatest out there?
So what we do is there's three of me that cover the country, and we have a sales force that we go out and we work with, and we have the opportunity at times to go talk to the actual end user,
right,
who's going to make the purchase. And it's at that point where we listen to those people. We may or may not have the best solution. Maybe they give us ideas on how we can make something better. And so we take those ideas, and I will go back to our team of people, and we talk about it, and are you hearing the same thing? Because sometimes you get these harebrained ideas. You kind of got to filter them out.
Okay.
So you take the good ones, and you take those back, and you start working on the product. And we've had some really good introductions. We're working on some great ones for 2016. But in the past year or two, we've won some awards. Our national convention for our industry, Neocon, is held up in Chicago. We won 2 gold awards, one for a LED task light and one for a monitor arm, our Evolve Series monitor arms. Product that helps in a workplace, and its design basis came from the challenges in the workplace. And the challenges at that time were we were going from single monitors to dual monitors. Mm-hmm. We were going from those little 18 or 16 inch monitors up to 22s and 24s and 27s. And so we designed a product to try and get people in a good ergonomic position based on their workstations. Now, this has actually evolved, if you will, into not just product, but a mindset. So workspaceology, for instance. Workspaceology was something we introduced last year at our trade show, Neocon. And that takes not just product, but it takes the knowledge of what we're learning out there. How do you assess? How do you identify? And then how do you solve the problem? So it's a bigger thing than just throwing product at it and product design. How do we take it and do so much more?
Yeah. And workspaceology was something you implemented last year, and you're continuing again in 2016. Go a little deeper with that. Can explain that to our listeners?
So workspaceology, we're actually in 2016, we're moving forward with Arizona State University, and it's going to become a research project that we're partnering with them. And we're going to go out and get, I guess, dig for more information in the workspace. Last year, one of the research questions we did is we threw out to millennials. Well, here's the thing about millennials, and let me talk about back up a minute and talk about the workspace. So the workspace right now, you've got kids coming out of college who are 22, 25, and they're working with people who are in their 60s, maybe in their 70s. So we are seeing something right now, multi-generational workforces. Mm-hmm. And so you've got people in the workplace who used to use typewriters. You've got people coming into the workplace that have never seen a typewriter. So you've got all these people in between. You know, people are talking about faxes and mimeographs and all this stuff. Again, it's a wide variety of people in the workforce, multi-generational. The biggest population that you're going to see in the workforce is millennials.
Yes.
It's growing because everybody else, all of us, are starting to get older, and we're getting pushed out the door, and they're coming in. And so you have to pay attention to them. And if you want to retain good talent, you better pay attention to them. So workspaceology, what we did is we actually did an interview with those millennials because we were trying to find out what's important to them. And so the information that we got from this was, what did they want in their work environment? Mm. And so 2 questions that we asked: workspace elements that most affect their work productivity. Workspace elements that most affect their work productivity. And so the top 3 things that they found were proper lighting was 29%, ability to control noise level 26%, and the ability to control distractions. So if you look at office environments, a lot of the new offices that are being designed are open office environments. You know, you get nice open environments. The workstations or cubicles, as a lot of people call them, they're not tall anymore. They're coming down.
Yes.
Now, some people love it and a lot of people hate it.
Right.
Oh, distractions.
Yep. Noise level.
Now, the big benefit is maybe you can look outside where it used to be there were offices on the perimeter of the space.
Yep.
Now, everybody has access to light. So that was the first question. The second question was workspace elements that most affect their personal wellness. What were those things that they believed? Lighting, again, was number one.
I would think so. Right?
Proper lighting. Number two was the ability to control noise level. And then number three was the option to sit and stand while working.
So the first two are all very similar. That third one.
The third one is one of those things. Now, I believe, here's the other thing with millennials. When they come into the workforce, they have expectations that maybe someone older doesn't.
Right.
You know, if you're older, you're happy to have a job. Now,
right.
I'm going to exaggerate a little bit.
Certainly. Yeah, we're playing. It's all generalities here.
Right. So, but, you know, there's people that come into the workplace, new, young kids who expect better things. Their work tool, maybe I work off a Mac. What do you mean I have to work off of a PC or vice versa? Mm-hmm. You know, it's their expectations of what they should have to work change. And because the workforce is changing, again, I'll go back to it. You have to pay attention to making everybody happy. Millennials are a big part of that. So, you know, if we talk about some of these elements, proper lighting, I'm in my late 40s now, and I would tell you, I never thought lighting was important. I could always read. And today I'm in here and I've got glasses with me, and this is a new thing for me. I've never had to wear glasses in light. So light is important for me to see printed material.
It is. And incandescent lighting is what most of our workspaces are underneath. And there's been research and studies on that, how it, you know, can fatigue your eyes or make you more tired. And especially if you don't have access to outdoor light, then you can see how your body is affected that. But there's so much to think about in so many different levels. And we hear it time and time again here in the Business Radio X studios, no matter what business this entrepreneur or business leader is in, the two things that they're facing is recruiting good talent and retaining good talent. And so this kind of comes back to what you're talking about. Retaining that talent is providing a workspace where they're productive, enjoyable to be there, right? They get to, you know, have their quiet space or their co-working space, whatever they want. And you're more likely to retain good talent if you can adjust your culture and your business ergonomic design to fit all of those needs. So,
yeah, It's a paradigm shift for some people. You know, if you have someone who's leading the organization and maybe they are used to an old way of doing things, you know, it's time that you have to look at how can we adapt. Mm-hmm. And it's not even based on your employees, but it's based on technology. Technology is driving a lot.
That's a huge part of it. It's advancing so quickly and rapidly here, year after year, that it's coming into some of the design elements, I bet, with your workspaceology and some of the kind of science behind some of these questions that you've identified that the millennials are asking.
Absolutely. So, you know, you talk about the technology driving stuff, and that's where we've developed, you know, a new series of monitor arms, our Evolve series. That product was based on changing technology. So, you know, in the old days, we had these big CRT monitors, which were giant.
Yeah.
And we've gone towards flat screens. We went from a single flat screen now to dual. A lot of people are working off two monitors. The reason they do that is it increases productivity. Comparing is easier, cut and pasting. You can have email open on one and a spec on the other. It gives you the ability to work more efficiently.
Yes.
And a lot of people say, oh, there's no way I could work on two. But I would guarantee you, you give them two and you try and take one away, they're not going to be happy.
Right.
So that the technology has driven a lot of it. Now, the big thing that people are starting to realize to keep talent in the workplace is, let's not just talk about, you know, driving people to work all day long, but let's talk about wellness in the workplace. And that seems to be the new hot topic in 2015, moving into 2016. So wellness doesn't mean you have to do this program where people are going to work out all the time. That's not wellness. You know, we're not going to push people to go to the gym. Now, wellness is about, it's a approach where you look at your work environment. Are you providing things for people to go take a break? Do you have a foosball table?
Yeah,
you know, it's like the Google approach or Apple or whoever.
Dogs running around the office everywhere.
And now that might be extreme because we still have environments. You can't do that in a hospital, probably not a law firm, or there's environments and things going on where
yes.
you still have to keep a professional. But the days of even the suit and tie, depending on the market you're in, are starting to go away. And that has to do with what can we change in the workplace? So, you know, if we talk about workspaceology, it could be maybe you go to a dress code that's a little more laid back. You know, if you have customers coming in or potential clients, obviously you don't want someone running around in a t-shirt and cut-off shorts, so you still have to keep it professional, but let's look at maybe having a dress code. And these are some of the things we actually just implemented at our offices. We had an expansion. As we continue to grow like crazy, we had to expand our area. So one of the things we did was we asked our employees, we had to keep it close, what would you like to have? And so we've learned from this as well. So if you take it one step further, maybe you're offering food. You bring in lunch once a week, and mm-hmm. you're offering healthy choices.
Yeah, or have a healthy vending machine in the break room.
Right. So, and you don't have to be extreme. You know, one of the things I see people do is they want to take this to an extreme level, you know, where, okay, well, the vending machine only offers carrots and cucumbers, you know? I mean,
right. You got to have a Snickers in there every once in a while.
Yeah, right, every once in a while. So, but it, as a whole, you're just trying to give people healthy choices. So maybe you bring in lunch once a week. You know, we have a softball team now. Now I can't be on it because it'd be a tough commute for me to get to Mesa. But we have a softball team, and that helps build the organization, you know, the camaraderie yes. between people.
Outside so, of work,
outside
you know,
of
everybody
work.
Spends so much time in work doing things together. How about go out and do something fun together,
right.
like softball? But so are you a man on an island out here in Atlanta? Do you have no coworkers where you can mix and mingle with on a Friday night or something?
No, I really don't have any coworkers, but here's the great thing. You know, I talk to everybody every day. And so by having even me out here on the island, I can ask, hey, how's the softball team doing?
And you still feel connected.
Still be connected. I know when there's food trucks there, and I'm probably there once a month.
So
and
you're out in Arizona, back to headquarters once a month.
I'm there about once a month. And,
okay.
You know, so I still get a feel for the culture, yeah. and I get brought into it. And, you know, when I'm there, I try to be the cheerleader when I'm there. Thanks for what they mm-hmm. do, because I'm out in the field. And now, again, we talk about how people work differently. I'm out in the field. And we have customer service people, and I have to say they're some of the best in the industry. And we've won two years in a row, tongue twister. we have some of the best customer service out there, and they are pretty much tied to their workstation all day.
Yeah.
So let's talk about workspaceology and assessing, identifying, and putting some things in place. One of the things we've done for their workstations is we obviously make sure they have good lighting. We supply lights. So we better make sure they have that. We have sit-stand tables and desks for them.
So options for them.
Options for them to sit or stand, change position as the day goes on. Mm-hmm. We really, really push our employees to get away from their desk. They are not allowed to eat their lunch at their desk. Now, we just made this change when we expanded the work, the office, and we have a break room that's now in the front of the building, has windows. It is actually one of my favorite rooms in there because it's just a nice space where I might touch down when I'm there mm-hmm. and go work in the break room. You have tables that are seated height, some with stool height. It's just a great, nice space to get away from the office. And when I say the office, your work.
Right. No, often I like to go remote workspaces. I'll go down here to the Starbucks or the bread company to just, you know, enjoy a good afternoon of working out of my home office or the actual office here in the studio. So
right.
I know that does promote some creativity, some productivity, and just changing your space can lead you to a lot of different results. So we're always a favor of that here.
It gives you, a boost of energy, mm-hmm. which adds to the things that you just
yes.
said. That little
right.
boost of energy will give you the creativity, productivity, the things that you need to get through your day.
Yeah.
And to really, it helps your mindset. You know, if you move, you get a little bit of endorphins going. And I'm not saying you have to do jumping jacks,
push-ups,
and sit-ups at your work, at your desk, or even, you know, maybe some companies have a health center. You know, I've got a guy in the neighborhood who works for a major corporation here, and that's his full-time job. He goes to this building downtown, and he's down there, and he's helping these people get programs in place. And again, he's not trying to get them to be bodybuilders.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the well-being.
Yeah.
How can we make you healthy?
Just improve a little bit
right,
is the first step. So, but you're staying connected with the folks out in Arizona. You go once a month. You said you've got trade shows or events coming up in Chicago. When is that event?
So our big, if we want to say it's the Super Bowl of our industry in Chicago, it's the second week in June every year. It's called NeoCon. It's at the Merchandise Mart, and there's a couple other buildings, perimeter buildings that basically it's a place that can be overwhelming. If you're somebody that has never been and you go for the first time, have a plan in place of what you want to go see. And obviously you should come see us.
Yes.
We're on the 10th floor at Merchandise Mart.
Okay.
We have our permanent showroom space there.
Right.
It's a beautiful space. But have a plan to go there. But that's a great show. So we do that. We do smaller regional shows throughout the year as well.
What are some of the objectives of doing the NeoCon event every year? Are you looking to meet new potential clients? Or are you just trying to show off some of your latest and greatest inventions? Or what are some of the kind of main objectives of being there every year?
Well, it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, that's the year where, so the way the office furniture industry works is we're manufacturers. That's what we are. And you have dealers who actually sell your product. And so what happens is the dealers come to the show and you hope that they bring their customers, the actual buyer.
Yes.
The facility person.
Right.
You hope that they're going to come to that show. You have the architectural and design community, the A&D people. They also come to see what's new. So it's that time of the year where you want to come out with your latest and greatest, and everybody is showing. It's like a best of show, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's our new introduction. And it can be overwhelming because you could walk through there and everything looks the same. But there are some things that separate us from the rest. You know, and that goes back to, I think, what I mentioned earlier is we try to keep it simple. You know, we have great customer service. We answer the phone. We ship quick.
Mm-hmm.
Great program for helping our end users with samples. But the show is a great place to go. It can be overwhelming.
Yeah. You mentioned that your company is growing as well. What do you attribute that success to in the last couple of years?
Well, a couple of things. I think, again, what I said, we do the right thing. So
just doing the right thing, keeping the customer happy, servicing them correctly, giving them what they want is driving your business.
That's a big part of it. You know, obviously, we have some great products. And right now, we have a product that we introduced last year at NeoCon, our Evolve product. And you can see this. It's actually monitor arms. And monitor arms really are pushing our business. And this product separates us from our competition because we offer a unique solution that others can't. Now, I can't describe it over the air here,
okay,
but it's really a great product. And so you take that product and you combine that with everything else that we do good. People like to do business with us.
Yeah.
And our customers are our number one thing. If we don't have them, and if we don't make them happy and help them help their customers, then they're not going to come back to us. It's really that simple. And they're...
Because once they start purchasing from you once, more than likely they're going to come back again, either their new office space or when it's time to upgrade, you know, because office furniture doesn't last forever. And there's always new advancing designs and technology. So you can be someone can go to year after year or however their company grows. And continue to service them.
Correct. That's correct.
That's great. So we encourage all of our listeners to go to esiergo.com. I spell esiergo.com to find out more information there. You can also find them on facebook.com/esi.ergonomic.solutions. And you can email Rob directly at rday@esiergo.com for more information. So I'm sure you can connect with him on LinkedIn if you want to find
Absolutely.
Mr. Rob Day. If your company or organization is needing new furniture or you would like to get some more information about how to bring some of these latest and greatest designs, especially along the workspace-ology line of things they have on there, they've launched that recently, and he'd be happy to answer all your questions. So one final question for you, Rob, before we get out. I'd like to know... here in Atlanta, you know, when you're not out there changing the world of office space furniture and bringing productivity to, what do you like to do in your off time to stay motivated and stay inspired?
Oh, boy. Well, I have three beautiful daughters and a beautiful wife. She's got to be the number one. So that's probably, I travel a lot. So when I'm not on the road, I try to spend as much time with them. I also play hockey. We have a hockey league
ice hockey.
Here. Ice hockey.
Nice.
I got to tell you, I play with a great bunch of guys. It's a band of brothers, I would tell you. I've played with them for years. We have a playoff game tonight,
All right.
We hope we win this game. But that probably, living in a house full of women, I need my testosterone with my guy friends.
No,
so that's
doubt
kind of what I do when I get out of the
office. Well, thank you so much. There, you heard it here, listeners. If you can't find Rob out there on a convention floor telling you all about ESI Ergonomic Solutions, you can find him on a hockey rink or just caring for his three daughters and lovely wife there. And he's a Roswell resident. Here in the in Atlanta area. So thank you so much again for joining us. If we can help you further your mission personally or ESI Ergonomic Solutions mission, let us know here at Atlanta Business Radio and Business Radio X. We'd be happy to do so. And if you have some big, exciting news to share with us in 2016, please come back and be a guest in the studio. We'd love to have you.
Great. Thanks, Ryan.
My pleasure. So if your company or organization is out there doing something interesting to genuinely serve your market, your community, and your profession, be a guest in our studio and pitch us your story at businessradiox.com. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan McPherson. We will see you on the radio.